The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. The gang known as the Dungeon Rats are Rhoda the Ruthless.
I'm Rhoda. I'm a dragonborn fighter blessed with thunder thighs to crush my enemies and impress my crushes.
Bugfly the Bewitched.
I'm Bugfly and I'm a rogue Darrow. My favorite hobbies include trinket hoarding, hugs, and building complex explosive devices capable of causing catastrophic damages to every man, woman, and child. And aromatherapy.
Gilf the Godless.
Gifted with a keen eye for detective work, while cursed with arcane magic running through my tiefling blood, I truly am the most dangerous of adversaries.
Daryl, the Demonic.
I am Daryl, Dust Goblin, Paladin of the Order of the Possum God, Servant of the Great Pouch. I have pamphlets if you're interested.
Beligar, the Beheader.
I am Beligar, the Half-Orc Paladin, condemned for the sins of my past, but hopeful for redemption in the future.
And Rot, the Rotten.
Hey guys, I'm your fearless leader!
I used to be a goblin, but now I'm just a hand.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. It was very clever of you to throw a lich into the dungeon last episode, although we are not certain how you did that, as normally we screen for these types of things, and well, no one here at the Court of Crowns remembers approving an undead wizard. It matters not, for we are here to represent you, brave guardians. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com, following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats, or by reaching out directly to Pat at PatLikesToTweet. And the rats? Well, they will have their hands full today with the revelation of Matt Forcefield's halfling twist and new challenges from Austin Lee Pritchett and Nick. So, to catch you up, here is what has happened so far. The Dungeon Rats befriended a young halfling named Pinwan. Pinwan was a halfling scout, who told them he was lost from his fellow half-scouts. Through several misadventures, the party discovered that Pinwan's half-scout leader Yari was murdered, and his daughter Sari found Pinwan to be a total creep. Still unsure what to do next, the halflings and the rats fell for a trap that washed them onto the beach, where they met Troon of the West, a powerful barbarian. But his strength proved to be nothing when they met the lonely red dragon Dottie and her beastly lover Shivers. After a rushed escape from the dragon's passion, a magic haze filled their lungs and everything went black. The party awoke, chained to a wall. And whenever they closed their eyes, a group of terracotta soldiers advanced one step closer. If just one of them would have sneezed one more time, they would all be dead. But alas, they used their strength and pure determination to break free. As the chains shattered, Gilf overheard Pinwan chanting the last words of a sinister spell, the outcome of which we still don't know. So Bugfly hit the shadows and snuck up undetected. She got behind Pinwan and slit his throat. Now Pinwan is dead. But Pinwan was not alone, for he was working with the great wizard Crimbom, whom had become a lich, which was completely unknown to us. His undead power nearly killed Bugfly twice. But somehow, those slippery dungeon rats were able to defeat him and preserve their feeble lives. Upon recognizing the once respected wizard, Troon left the group to figure out this part of the mystery for himself. And that is where we are now. I'd like to thank BattleBards for letting us use their sound effects. It's a mighty collection of sounds and can be yours by going to battlebards.com. So, let's get back to the party. As they try to learn what happened to Sari, Pimwan, and the rest of their halfling companions.
You have just defeated the Lich. One of the cages has been knocked to the ground. There still are five hanging above you.
Since I'm on Hank right now, I'm going to try to lockpick one of the cages open. 14.
So you fly up to a cage. You peek inside, and you see Zalister and Felaret sitting in the corner, head down. You start picking the lock. It pops open.
Hi. Hello in there.
There's no response.
Okay, so I'm going to dismount Hank, and I'm going to get in the cage.
You get into the cage, it starts to wobble.
Because I feel the wobbling, I'm going to grab them by their wrists, and I'm going to lift them or whatever I need to do to get them all on Hank. Because we're all little. We can do it. 19.
You're able to pick up both of the bodies. You put them on Hank's back. He looks like he can only support one at a time.
Are we beneath the cage?
Yes.
Drop him.
Wait, what? You just drop one?
Drop him. I'll catch him.
I believe they're really high up, Beligard. Like, you can break their backs if you drop them from that height.
How high are they?
Really high up.
I'm going to send them down on Hank, and I'm going to stay in the cage so they can be safe.
They both get on Hank's back. Hank flies down. The wind from Hank's wings push the door closed. It locks.
Oh, hell. It's a good thing I have my lock picks.
Are you asking if you have them or if it's a good thing?
No. No, it's a cage, so I can just unlock it, like put my hand through the bars and unlock it.
Yeah.
I got a 10.
So you're fiddling with the lock.
Yes.
All right, we cut back to the group. What are you guys doing?
I can't.
Daryl.
I can't believe he's gone.
Daryl.
He was here for so long and he's gone.
Bear, I need you to focus, okay?
Well, focus on what?
These children,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, the children are dead.
Daryl, maybe Troon will come back. We don't know, okay? I'm hurting too, man.
What has been done? And Beligard kind of lumbers over.
Troon left. A devastating blow to our party has happened, Beligard.
I literally shove the two aside and walk towards the kids.
I'm feeling, like, really pissed that everybody's so worried about Troon being gone. I mean, things weren't better with him. We don't need him. And also, children are the future, so I feel like we should be a little concerned. I personally want three.
So you walk up to the two kids who've come down. Give me a perception check.
14.
Their skin looks ashen, and their eyes look more sunk into their heads than you recall.
Oh, they were dead before this fell. Are they bleeding? Medicine. 17.
They are not bleeding, but they're starting to look nondescript.
So it's happening in front of my eyes. Like, they are shifting into other things.
It's like when you create a character in a video game before you add any features at all. They're just becoming blank.
Something has been done to these bodies. They have been defiled.
Gilf walks over, his eyes are all red, and he kind of like wipes the tears from his eyes. He's like,
what the hell is going on here?
And he starts like freaking out about the kids because he's never seen something like this before.
Their clothes start to disappear.
Their clothes are disappearing.
Everyone stand back.
Their eyes lose all color. And we cut back to Bugfly.
I'm still fiddling with the lock, trying to unlock it. So here we go. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That is a 7.
Your lockpick breaks.
God. Yeah! Okay, so I do it again with... how big are the bars?
They're pretty thick. I mean, you're small, so you can try to squeeze yourself through there.
I'm going to try to squeeze, and I'm going to call Hank.
As you're squeezing.
Yeah. Hank! 5.
Okay. You can't seem to make it work. You got all this gear. You just can't get out.
Okay, so I'm going to undo some of my gear, and I'm going to start, like, spitting to try to, like, lubricate myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's gonna
Let's see if this happens. I'm going to give you a disadvantage on this, too.
20.
You got to roll again.
Oh, dang it. 21.
Whoa! So. Okay.
So you take off all of your gear. Yeah. You're just there in your skivvies.
Yeah.
You spit on your stomach and your back.
Yeah, I'm
and you squeeze yourself.
How does she spit
out
on her back?
I spit on
you
my hand.
You spit on your hand and apply it.
And
up in the air, and then she kind of arranged herself.
And you climb onto Hank.
And I have my stuff in my hand.
Let's see if you keep it.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a very hard move you're trying to pull off.
15 and 17.
You rolled a 15 and 17.
Yeah.
Great. You keep it all in your hand. You get on top of Hank, and you fly down.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, bug fly.
Hey.
You look like you need to eat.
Oh, thanks.
Bug fly, he's gone.
Who's that?
Oh, nobody that anyone cares about.
Trude is gone. He's the most beautiful man that I've ever met in my life. He's so cool.
I'm Trude. I'm so cool. All I do is insult people and...
That is a spot-on impression of Trude. I miss him so much.
This is what the Great Possum talked about. Everyone leaves. Everything
what?
Dies. I curl up into a ball and, like, just lie on my back.
I would like to also point out that you have described every religion ever.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay. Just, like, take away everything from me, I guess. Whatever. Golden rule. Everything is the same. Sure. You're just making my point, I guess.
You know what? I think you're spending a lot of time focusing on the things being taken away from you and not enough time on the things that are given to you.
I want Kif to pick up a stick and poke one of the bodies. Do a, what would it?
Stand by me.
Is it medicine or investigation to poke someone with a stick? What is that?
you can choose either.
Okay, I'm going to do an investigation with my stick poking. Move some stuff around in there. See what's going on. Ah, shit. 3.
You notice that they've lost all of their hair.
Bald children. What type of a monster steals the hair from children?
Okay, so I'm just going to throw out there that while I strongly believe that children are the future and we should care for all of them, maybe we should just leave them here and keep going.
No! So I'm like putting on my clothes, and as I'm doing that, I go up to Zelster, because that was my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Not my best friend. You're my best friend. Rhoda, you're my best friend.
I can't hear you over my tears.
Yeah. But Zelster is like my future protege. I want to like keep him and have him as my child.
Yeah, but I thought I was your all-time protege.
We're the same age. I awkwardly shuffle. And
I just think it's really inappropriate for somebody that's a mentor to be best friends with their mentee. I would never do that. I'm only best friends with people on my level.
Rhoda curls up in a ball next to Darryl.
Are we dealing with undead?
No, you're not.
They are not of an energy that I understand.
Wait, what do you mean an energy that you understand? These are children, right?
There are beings that give off certain vibrations.
While this is happening, I am trekking on Zalister. I'm like, shaking him. I know he looks disheveled and like shriveled a little bit, and I'm trying to use the medicine skills that I have, and I rolled a 9.
You can't seem to bring him back to life, but his mouth now has completely disappeared.
Like it's become just flesh over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my god.
These creatures were dead before they fell. You are not to blame here. Step back, my friend.
Bugfly is paralyzed. She believes that she killed them or has a reason to think that she's at fault.
Bellegarde walks over, gets down, then hunches down further.
Right?
Because I'm so tiny.
Just gets as far down as he can, lays very gently his palm on your back, which basically covers, like his thumb is on one shoulder and his four fingers on your other shoulder. It's like, my friend. There is nothing you did here. Their lives were stolen by one of their own. They were killed by trust and friendship, but not a failure of yours. Step back before this treachery claims you too.
I told him that I'd come back for him. I told him I would.
These are not lies you have told. These are lies Pimwan has told. These are things he has stolen from you. Your honor is not beseeched here. You have been noble to them. You have been friend.
Rhoda, hearing Beligar talk to Bugfly like this, rolls up and stands up and hits his hand off of her and is like, listen, girl.
Yes.
I am the one that always has your back, okay?
Yeah.
And you don't need to feel bad. I know. I know in the bottom of your heart that you really want to do right by these guys, but can't save everybody.
I noticed that Rhoda has gone, and I'm like, see, everyone leaves.
I want to roll Arcana to see if I know, like, what type of magic would do this to them. Plus 4, 7.
You're not sure. It's some sort of... You just don't know.
Guys, I have no idea what is causing this, but this is really creeping me out. This guy's clothes are disappearing.
You guys, I figured it out. It was all one big misunderstanding.
Still funny to me.
Are there still more cages?
There are.
I'm going to jump on Hank and look at the other cages.
You pick the next cage?
Yeah, because I'm looking for Sari, because maybe Pimwom didn't kill her, because he loved her in a weird, creepy, uncomfortable way. 4.
You're flying between the cages, but they're so hard to see inside. You feel Hank bump into something, and you hear a light click. Everybody needs to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, well, that would be a natural one.
That would be a natural one for me also.
Oh, my God.
Plus, I have -3 dexterity. Right.
I'm doing great compared to these guys. I got a 10.
I rolled a 14.
19.
You hear this click. All the cages fall to the ceiling. In the middle, you see a vial full of pink liquid also fall. Bugfly, you're on Hank, so you're able to fly out of the way. Rhoda, you have your wits about you, so you're able to roll out of the way. The rest of you are surrounded by this pink smoke that emerges from the vial as it crashes to the ground. Beligard, Gilf, Daryl, I need you guys all to roll constitution saving throws.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
4.
12.
6.
What is wrong with it? We need to purge our dice. This is ridiculous.
Gilf, Daryl, you take 2 damage. And you are not feeling very well. When one of the cages hits the ground, you hear a meow as well as a little girl's voice.
Ouch!
I will charge into the pink gas to get to the cat. I will happily expose myself.
Yeah, you will.
Up top.
Pink gas sticks out.
So I took a hit from the pink gas or whatever?
Yeah, and now you don't feel well?
What, like nausea, or what am I feeling here?
You're not sure. It's a feeling you've never had before.
Guys, I'm not feeling too good. Beligar, you shouldn't go over there.
Hit me with constitution.
That would be an 8.
2 damage. And you don't feel very well. So now, Daryl, Gilf, and Beligar, you all have some sort of magic poison in your lungs.
So is it going up towards Bugfly?
Yes. But Bugfly is easily able to fly out of its way.
I'm going to roll an Arcana and see if I know what this pink smoke is. I rolled a 9.
You have come across this before in your studies. You know that to get rid of this feeling, you're going to need to be healed by greater restoration, which is a spell
that none of us can cast.
Guys, this is some type of poison. We're going to need to get out of here real quick. It's going to start hurting real soon, okay?
I cannot.
Well, I'm pretty sure if everyone just chills out for, like, a little bit, the smoke will rise. And we can all just, like, sit here until it gets out of the way, and then we can figure out what our next step is. But here's the thing. I'm really tired of always being the positive Sally of the group.
Wait, what? What is happening here?
I'm the positive Sally. Me.
She yells from the hawk.
I don't think you are, Bugfly. I think I'm the real positive Sally right now.
I like to believe I'm a rather positive Sally.
I'm the most positive one.
Guys, seriously, Daryl, Beligar, and I have been infected. We're going to be... This is going to get real painful real quick, guys, if we don't get out of here.
He's not a positive Sally.
No, I'm not.
He's a concerned Carlos.
What?
What's a Carlos? What? There's a couple names in the entire universe you could have said. Any name you could have said.
Where's the cage that made the sound?
It is now in the center of the room where the smoke is starting to dissipate.
So I'm going to fly down with Hank. I'm going to climb onto like almost Hank's head. And I'm going to have him use his wings to dissipate the rest of the smoke and just beat it away.
Animal handling.
Yeah. It's like 23.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of the smoke gets pushed away. In its clearing, you see what looks like the top of Sari's head. She is holding what looks like redemption in her arms.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
There's also a half-orc barreling towards you right now.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Just panicking, but like I want to unlock the thing because I know that he cannot break through like with brute strength alone because it might hurt her. So I'm just trying to unlock it before he like tackles me because he's like he's gone. Like I look in his eyes and there's just like nobody's home.
My pupils are formed like two cats.
Actually, yeah. Your lockpick broke.
Oh, dang. She's small. Can I, like, shove her through?
Are you going to take off all your clothes again and squeeze through?
God damn it.
Just start spitting on her.
I'm going to talk to her first and see if she can take off her clothes and squeeze through. Sorry, hey. Sorry.
I am sorry. We have failed you.
No, wait. You're fine. You just need to squeeze through the thing. Squeeze on through.
I'm on my back and like kind of not invested, but I do like for a second just kind of like shout out. I was like, who is we?
Us, the collective. We are sorry we have failed you.
Wait, are you sorry you failed us or are you sorry and you have failed us?
He says while running.
Both, yeah, running at me. Oh my God, what a terror.
Have I gotten to redemption yet?
You've gotten to the cage.
I'm just going to rip the bars open.
Roll strength for me.
That would be a 17.
So you bend the bars and you smite. They open up wide enough for not you to fit through, but for redemption to come running towards you. Sari doesn't seem to be moving.
The first thing I want to do is put her above the gas.
Yeah, the gas has dissipated. You don't have to worry about the gas hurting you any further.
All right, then I'll let redemption into my robe, and I will. Let's see if the girl's okay.
You're one person. You're not multiple people.
We came as a group. We came to dispel the darkness, but we have failed.
We can still dispel the darkness. The lich is gone.
At this moment, Gilf remembers the lich, and he runs over to the lich to try to see if he has anything in his pockets or he wants to investigate the body, because we haven't done that yet. Plus 16.
As you search the body, you find a secret pocket. Within the secret pocket, you find a small blade.
I want to do an investigation on the blade. 10.
It looks like a small ceremonial knife.
Guys, I found this creepy-ass knife on this guy. It was hidden inside this pocket. Oh, my God. My entire body is shaking right now from this pink gas that I just inhaled.
Yeah, I have a really good idea. Why don't we talk about a knife while there's pink gas floating around?
Listen, this could be important. It's literally the only thing this guy had on him. Sorry, what is this?
That looks like a hidden blade.
Hidden blades.
Oh, my heart is so happy. I'm just so glad.
I'm just like laying on the ground still. Okay, so all of you just whispered and shouted "hidden blade" a whole bunch of times.
Wait, what did you just say?
What did you say?
I said, hidden blade.
Hidden blades.
Jesus. Just as your audience, maybe you could explain why you're doing that.
When we were first in the dungeon, there was all these like gangs in our cell.
Yeah, like a prison gang.
And one of them was a gang called the Hidden Blades.
The Hidden Blades. And one of them was really sexy. Not just to me, to everyone. Ask Gilf.
Was there?
Wait, right?
I don't
I don't remember that part.
I don't remember that part either.
Someone died that I thought was hot.
A lot of people died.
Everybody died in that prison break. Like, we were the only ones left. Like, we, like, convinced them to help us, and then they were just massacred. It was terrible.
Wait!
I survived!
Yeah! Rot Nose!
Yeah, hi!
Oh, Rot! Hi!
Yeah, I used to work for those gangs.
Rot, do you know anything about this particular hidden blade? Gilf, show it to him. Hold it up to his hand.
Oh, give me that.
No.
Give me that.
I look over to the blade just to see if I can identify it at all, because I'm kind of frustrated with how everyone's acting about this blade. 16.
It looks like a small ceremonial knife. The handle is made of ivory.
Elephants were here.
Or rhinos.
Maybe an Upper West Side mom with good taste.
I'm going to try to get Sari out of the cage, too.
You walk up to Sari.
Yeah.
And you start to pull on her hand.
Come
and
here.
You notice that her eyes are sunken into her head.
Oh, no.
They've lost all color. And her hair is starting to disappear.
No, but she's alive right now.
This is not life.
She's good. Hey, girl.
Hello, Bugfly. You are one of my favorites.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry to have deceived you.
Wait, you deceived me?
We all deceived you. Never forget this, Bugfly. All of us in this dungeon are here for a reason.
And I just, like, back up from the cage.
Sari, what can you tell us about the knife?
It is part of a much deeper, darker story that we are trying to figure out. We thought we had an answer by following Pinwon, for he is leading us to the darkness, but we underestimated his evil, and we proved to be too weak.
Is anyone else really creeped out by
it? I'm so creeped out right now. Oh my god. I have goosebumps.
Really, really creeped out? That's why I think stabbing could be a win-win situation.
We just need to go.
Sari, what were you guys trying to do?
These are doomed days for the dungeon. We were trying to stop it. The darkness is coming.
Atreyu.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing, you guys. I think we need to stab her with that knife. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I don't think you're kidding. You have that glint in your eye where, like, you're lying.
Hey, Bugfly, you know so much about
me.
I do.
I
How come
you
so always
much.
Tell me I'm not your best friend? No,
and Sari's face is melting off in the background while they have this conversation.
These are things that only best friends know about each
other. Yeah, you know what? You are my best friend.
Her teeth fall out.
Remember, we have those bracelets?
I'm going to roll a perception check and see what else is in this fucking room. I rolled a 9.
You see in the corner a large statue.
Where's Pimwan's body?
It's still on the ground.
So I'm going to run from Sari's cage to Pimwan's body and investigate his body to see if there's anything on it that we need. 8.
As you investigate his body, you find a book. You open the book, and it seems to be full of dark magic, necromancy, things you don't understand but look horrific.
Ew.
Has Pinwon changed?
Pinwon is still a halfling.
I give the book to Gilf.
Wait, what is what? Oh.
I want to roll an arcana, see if I know anything about this book. 17.
It is a book of dark spells. Things that can raise the dead. Things that can change reality as we know it. Also, there's a stick figure that say Mommy and Daddy, and both of them have knives in their heads.
Wow. Oh, Jesus. It's dark.
This is so creepy, guys.
Oh, we need out of this room.
Mommy and Daddy.
It's so crudely drawn. It looks like he used his left hand.
I mean, it's definitely messed up.
Whoa.
But I'm talking more of the content of it.
Penmanship. I mean, why?
Gross. Take some care in your art, you know what I mean?
Right?
Just like a little bit of care.
Oh my god, you get it.
You should see my diary, you guys.
It's exquisite.
I'm going to walk up to that statue and do an investigation on that statue, see what I see on that guy.
I'm going to follow him.
21.
So you look at the statue, and it is a
picturesque man. He's got huge muscles, real thick biceps.
I like that we're all figuring out what Pat thinks a picturesque man looks like.
Can you draw this,
like,
please?
Like a Greek god kind of.
Which
look.
Dice does it look like? Which dice?
That was a dice.
Oh, this one. I knew it. This would embarrass him. Yep, that's so embarrassing.
Does he look like Dolph Lundgren by
no,
any chance?
He doesn't.
Okay, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Who, wait, compare him to a celebrity. Who does he look like?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Nice.
Help me!
Is this statue talking?
Help me!
I feel like you could help me, statue.
Wait, say what?
Wow. Her half-dragon fork tongue doing that would be particularly disturbing.
Guys, is that statue yelling right now? What is going on here?
It's not the statue. It's me behind it.
I look behind the statue.
You see a cage. Inside the cage is a really old man covered in robes.
Like more than one robe? Is he like...
Layers of robes.
Hello?
Hello. Can you help me?
I don't know. What's going on? What are you doing in that cage?
I've been trapped here for longer than I can even remember.
Are you cold?
Yeah, I'm very cold.
Cold? He's got like 15 robes on.
That's why I assumed he was cold.
Some say that I am the first one to enter the dungeon.
Oh, we need him.
Oh, we totally need him.
Do we though?
Yeah.
What is
Isn't
your?
Isn't he here for a reason?
Yeah.
What is your name, old man?
Gary.
My name is Kanos.
Kanos, what, how did you get here? How did you get in this particular cage?
For that, I cannot remember. I have been here for so long. But please, please help me escape, and I can give you the way out. There is one way out, and I can show it to you.
Let us open this cage.
Wait, what?
Yeah, let's open it.
Let's just talk to him a little bit longer before we open him out.
He's an old man covered in robes.
Remember the kids who just tried to kill us? Remember the kids?
We handled them.
Can you smell what the rock is cooking?
And then you start to hear this statue next to you start to creak.
Oh, no. You've awoken him.
What?
You've awoken him.
Kanos, what are you talking about?
This statue. It becomes awake and will fight anyone who tries to rescue me.
Oh, well, no problem there.
What's your name?
Which one of us?
It doesn't matter what your name is.
I'm done being depressed. Like, it's gone on long enough and nobody has tried to cheer me up or anything. So I'm done pouting and I slowly get up and I'm like, hey, listen, buddy. If you're trying to protect that guy, none of us are trying to rescue him. So, like, we're cool, right?
Bellegarde is stripping off armor and weapons and getting ready to wrestle. We shall free this man.
I'm going to beat your candy ass jabroni all over the place.
This is everything I didn't know I wanted, but it's happening.
And let's roll for initiative.
Bellegarde's doing that whole shoulder roll, kind of neck lean back and forth. Thing. Nine.
Nine.
Eight.
Eight.
15.
All right, Rhoda, you're up first. You're fighting Dwayne the Rock Gollum Johnson.
Well, I'm going to start off with my blowing fire.
Oh,
I forgot you could do that.
Yeah.
What? Holy crap, you're
a
dragon.
She could blow fire. Yeah. She's
always been able to do that. Why you ever use it?
She likes ripping things apart.
Yeah, that's fair.
No.
So I'm next to the statue. It's a followed Gilf over there. Even if I blow fire, am I going to hit other people?
I don't think you would yet. I think you can just turn and blast with fire because no one has surrounded Dwayne the Rock Gollum Johnson yet. So you can just go for it.
I like step right in front of Gilf and I say, this is the only time that I might save you. And then I take in a big breath and then I release all of my flames.
If he is able to dodge it, he only takes half damage. No matter what, he's going to take damage on this, but he might fail
his dex save to try to get out of the way. He's a rock golem, so he does have advantage on saving on magical saving throws, which this would be.
Wow.
Go to fucking hell.
Yeah, thank you.
I rolled a 20, everyone.
Holy.
So he's able to dodge it and will only take half damage on this. So roll 2d6.
6. So 3.
I want to know what the rock says to that, though.
I smell what you're cooking. It ain't none of my biscuits.
And he jumps out of the way.
You can't get your candy ass on me.
This is so... I can't believe that he just dodged me. This reminds me of every time I've ever tried to pick up a man.
Oh, honey, you're trying to pick up a man? You can't pick me up. I'm a trailblazing, eyebrow-raising son of a bitch.
That's it. That's it. I'm going to take your eyebrows and I'm going to make them never be able to raise again. In fact, I'm going to make them touch your feet.
Go for it. Gilf, you're up.
So Gilf sees him. He takes a step kind of like back a little bit, and he casts Chill Touch. 15.
It's a miss.
Oh, shit. That's not good at all. 15 didn't hit.
He just dodges out of the way. Beauregard.
Beauregard continues to strip off his robe and armor, oil himself down, and turns to the statue, casts Comprehend Duel, and says, "Let's go, mano a mano."
Oh, yeah. This is what I was built for. Greco-Roman wrestling. I used to do this to a guy, Stone Golem Cold Austin. And I nail him with the
elbow.
Stone Cold Creamery Austin.
All right. So he's just facing you.
And I'm cracking knuckles.
Wait, what was that he cast?
I cast Comprehend Duel.
What does that do?
You attempt to compel a creature into a duel. One creature that you see within range must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature is drawn to you, compelled by your divine command.
And he failed. In his mind, the only person to fight is Beauregard.
Beauregard's doing the little neck roll and crack right now. We're going.
Daryl, you're up.
How close am I to Gilf?
You guys are all in a line right now, but Gilf has taken a step back, so he's probably 10 feet behind the main group.
I step back with Gilf, and I look him in the eye, and I say, "Gilf, I haven't been, you know, the nicest to you. When I've had the choice to bless you, I've done not so. I would like to make it up to you right now. I think within you is much good and power, as much as it might hurt me for anyone else to say it, which is why I'm saying it very quietly."
Wait, what?
And I touch him on the shoulder.
Yeah,
I was like,
"I thought we were friends."
I was like, Gilf, you can save us all. And I cast Heroism on him.
Okay, great.
Which makes him immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points equal to my spellcasting ability modifier, which is +2 at the start of each of his turns.
Gilf, the pouch within you runs very deep.
Daryl puts his hand on his shoulder, and Gilf's like,
"Wait, I thought we were.
I thought we were friends. Yes."
And he starts like in his mind, he's kind of like hulking out, and he's just like flexing.
Bugfly, you're up.
So the rock golem is fixated on Beauregard right now,
staring him down.
I don't know if I can do this all in one move, but ideally, I want to get into Self Mystique behind him and slash his Achilles tendon because I'm fucking savage.
Yeah, no, you can totally do that.
Great. Ugh. I rolled a 12.
It's not going to get him.
Oh, he's so strong.
He's looking you down, Beauregard.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
He cracks his knuckles.
Little pebbles fall out.
He lunges at you and misses over your right shoulder. He backs up and he goes, "Yo, jabroni, I'm coming for your candy ass next time." Oh, actually, he gets 2 attacks.
Oh, dang.
Still gonna miss.
What is your armor class?
My armor class is 17.
But you took off your armor.
Oh, I did. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Wait, without my armor class would be 11.
Yeah, he just nailed you.
Yeah.
Beauregard, it was nice knowing you, my friend.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. Oh, right, because I got 8 hit points right now.
Whoa. 7 damage.
Oh, I got 1. I got 1 hit point left.
One left.
So what does he do?
So he picks you up over his head. He holds you high into the air, and he looks around at everybody else, and he goes, "This will be you next, you candy asses!" Slams you down. Rhoda, you're up.
I'm going to throw my spear, the one that's constantly spinning, and I'm going to shove it up his groin.
Jesus.
While I also take my axe to chop his ankle in half.
So roll both of those. We'll see if they hit.
So 21 and 10.
21 hits. So that's the spear. Mm-hmm. So 1d12 plus 5.
9.
9 damage.
Okay, listen up here, dweeb the fuck Ronson.
What?
What?
Yeah, you see me down here? I'm gonna take your candy ass and grind it into a fucking pixie stick.
You take your spear and you put it up to his groin.
And I say, do you feel it?
Oh, I feel what
do
you're cooking.
You feel it?
I feel what you're cooking.
Well, my kitchen is really big. And I shove it up there.
Heyo, Rot here, fearless leader of the Dungeon Rats. So, Matt Force Fields, you and I know what's up with those kids, even if the rest of the Dungeon Rats don't. And Austin Lee Pritchett, I wonder what's going to happen with Kanos next. Finally, Nick, Dwayne the Rock Gollum Johnson. Don't get the reference, but Pat's been watching wrestling clips from the early 2000s for the past 2 weeks. Anywho, the Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by Carlos Luna. Daryl is played by Alex Collier. You can follow him on Instagram and on Twitter at Alex Collier. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. You can follow her on Instagram at I Just Threw Up or on Twitter at Justine Face. Bellegarde is played by Aram Vartian. You can follow him on Instagram and on Twitter at Vartian. By the way, can we get a hashtag trending that gets me onto God's Fall? If you guys can go hashtag Rot aka Chan belongs on God's Fall, Aram, maybe he'll finally do it. Bugfly is played by Serena Marie. You can follow her on Instagram at Serena Marie or on Twitter at Serena X Marie. Gilf is played by Carlos Luna. You can follow him on Instagram or on Twitter at Reggie's Friend. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. You can follow him on Instagram at Producer Pat or on Twitter at Pat Likes to Tweet. Also, remember, you can submit your encounter by going to thedungeonrats.com. There's a form at the top. Just fill that out and somebody will get it. Finally, if you're still listening, that means you really like the show. If you do, please tell your friends about it or leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That's another way to help more people find the show. All right, well, I think that's it for Rot, the true leader of the Dungeon Rats, the master of the metagame. And I always get the last word.